Amen.
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 Amen. Well, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Praise be to Jesus. Good evening to you all. And I was back there in the back and I heard and I said, y'all better sing that song. Amen. Praise God. We are so grateful to the Lord God for his goodness toward us. It never fails, never ceases. And we're so grateful to the Lord God on this evening. I'm going to try to, y'all got my scriptures up there? Okay. I won't worry about trying to find them on the iPad. So he texted me, I believe it was Monday night, and I must have been out of it because I went to sleep waiting on Jai to get home from work, tried to stay awake until he got there. And next thing I knew, it was 4 something in the morning when AJ was leaving to go to work. When I woke up, I was like, oh, Lord, I forgot to put the food up. So I jump up at 4:30 in the morning and run to the kitchen. Jai had already put it up. I was like, oh, my goodness. And then I saw his message and couldn't go back to sleep after then. So I was up all the way until it was time to get Kel up to go to school. And so while I was trying to go back to sleep, the Lord was just talking to me about faithful, the faithful Father. He is a faithful Father. So I just want to encourage you this evening that God is faithful, and we have a faithful Father. Faithful, by definition, is being true to one's word, dedicated and steadfast in performing one's duty, and also it means firm in adherence to promises. And what does it mean to be firm? That means you don't change from what you believe and what you're doing. I saw a video, I believe it was yesterday, on Facebook. This little boy, his dad was trying to give him a sucker. He said, Mama said no. He said, here, you can take it. You can get this sucker. He said, no, Mama said no. And he was just, come on, you can have it. I said you can have it. I'm your daddy. You can have the sucker. I'm going to give it to you and let you have it. He said, I'm going to choke. He said, you're not going to choke. I'm going to watch you. He said, you can have this sucker. Come on, take it. Eat it. Mama said, no. He said, the dad said, well, I'm in charge of Mama. You can have this sucker. The little boy looked at him and walked off. So he was firm because he already knew what he had been told. Mama told him something. And he was firm with it. Even his daddy couldn't convince him otherwise. So we should not allow anything else to convince us otherwise of what our faithful Father has already told us. We shouldn't let anything convince us otherwise of what his word has said. He's true to his word. He's dedicated and steadfast in performing the duty of his word. And he is firm in his adherence to the promise of his word. Amen. Amen. So I've heard this song. It's called Faithful by Elevation. But over the last couple of weeks, I've really listened to it. I heard it numerous times, but just the last few weeks, I've listened to it. And there's a difference between hearing and listening, just in case you didn't know. We can hear things. Y'all hear me talking, but are you listening? Listening requires that there's going to be some action behind it. You're listening to perform an action. So we have to listen to it. And so the lyrics, I'm going to read the lyrics. I would sing for you all, but I don't have anybody play my music. So y'all just be blessed by the word, the reading of the lyrics. Since I can't sing it for you, but I don't have anybody play it for me, so I won't sing it this time. It says, when I felt the burden was more than I could hold, when the whispers of worry overwhelmed my soul, you never left me alone. You were there all alone. You are faithful. Why should my heart be afraid? You are faithful. I know you're not going to change. You are faithful, faithful. I was down to the wire, hoping you would come through. Then you stepped in the fire like you always do. How I'm convinced of your love. You are more than enough. You are faithful. Why should my heart be afraid? You are faithful. I know you're not going to change. You are faithful, faithful. And that's the first half of the song, and there's another part later. Has anybody ever been burdened before? Yeah? Ever had worry whisper in your ear, telling you this not gonna work, that's not gonna do it? You've been down to the wire a time or two? I remember when we were in college and in Murray, we had like, I believe it was $2, I believe JJ's probably told this story before, $2 in our bank account. You know, water's not free. Electricity's not free. Food's not free. Gas for your vehicles, not, none of that is free. But we were down to the wire with $2. That's all we had in the bank account. But his dad sent us some money. The faithful father used his father to send us some money. So when you're down to the wire, you feel like no other hope is there. Just know you have a faithful father. Our scripture tonight is 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 13. I'm going to read this from the Amplified Classic. It says, if we are faithless, do not believe, and are untrue to him, he remains true, faithful to his word and his righteous character, for he cannot deny himself. And other translations say he must be true to who he is. He cannot deny or disown himself. Another one says he cannot be untrue to himself, or he cannot be false to himself. Another translation says he must be true to who he is. And another one says that he is not able to deny himself. He does not have the ability to deny who he is. Faithful is who he is. He's a faithful father. He's faithful, and I'm grateful. Anybody grateful for the faithful father? Amen. Malachi 3 and 6 tells us that he is the Lord God. He changes not. So we know that there won't be any wavering in his character. Going back to the Amplified Classic, it said it's his character. That's who he is at all times. His righteous character, that doesn't change based on anything else. Put it up in the Passion for me. The Passion says, but even if we are faithless, he will still be full of faith, for he never wavers in his faithfulness to us. He never wavers in his faithfulness to us. And the chorus of that song says, so why should my heart be afraid? When we know he watches over his word to perform, and why should my heart be afraid? And then the next part says, I know you're not going to change. He told us right there in his word that he never wavers. It's his character. So we know that he's not going to change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So what you get the first time is what you have all the time. And that is faithfulness. He is a faithful, faithful father. He's so good to us. So, so, so good to us. And I was doing this morning. So like yesterday, I had some things going on, jotting down some notes, was at work trying to do it. That wouldn't happen. I said, well, I'll do it when I get home after I cook dinner and all this and that. I just decided there's no need to be trying to do it then, because people are in the house and they get in my way. So I can't clean up when they're at home. I have to wait till everybody is out the house. Y'all in my way. So I need y'all to move. So I just waited till everybody took care of the school, and then Jai went to school. So I was there by myself, and I sat down at the kitchen table to go over some notes that I'd already jotted down, had already planned to do a certain demonstration, and he just changed it all up. So I'm going to do a different one. So I need me a volunteer. Ruthie, do you mind being a volunteer for me, or you want me to get somebody else? Oh, she got on her bonnet. She don't want y'all to see her bonnet. Morgan, you mind doing it for me, please, sir? And just know that he's faithful. He's a faithful father. He is so faithful and good to us. You can come on up here on stage. Grab you a chair. You can grab one of these. I'm going to put this right over here. I need these for my props. So y'all just bear with me for a second. You can get that chair. Be fine. Just pull it up here a little bit. You can have a seat right there. This is our faithful father. Our faithful father. You know it said he doesn't change. So that means he's going to be right there, right? He's not going to change, because he is the faithful father. He's so good to us. But there will be times when there are things that's going to try to come up against you. They're not going to try. They will come up against you. You might have a little worry to try to pull you over to the left. If it'll stay in, my stick's not long enough. little sickness here and there come and try to pull you to the left. A little fear come in, they tell you one thing and it ain't what you want to hear. A little lack over here try to pull you to the right. Well, my faithful Father, he's right there, isn't he? He ain't going anywhere. Depression try to pull you to the right, try to get you off course. Offense pulling you over here this way. But my faithful Father is still where he was. He never left. He didn't go anywhere. But everything else is trying to pull me this way, trying to pull me that way. So I've gotten away from my faithful Father. Sometimes we lose sight of our faithful Father. And we may question, why is it taking so long? Why didn't it happen immediately, you know? And so when that happens, you know what happens? Sometimes it gets a little bigger. So that worry starts to grow. Because it didn't happen when I thought it would. I needed it yesterday, and it's next week. So that sickness, the manifestation didn't come immediately, but I didn't stay steadfast, so it got a little bigger on me. That fear started to grow some because I didn't see the answer. So it got a little bit bigger. I needed this meeting met. It didn't come on time, so now I got a late fee. So it got a little bit bigger because I didn't see it. But did my faithful Father move and go anywhere? He hadn't been anywhere. Who doing the moving? I am. I'm all over the place. Nobody called or texted me today, so I'm a little more depressed than the last time. Old First Lady didn't talk to me right, so I done got offended. Forgive me, Mama. So they got a little bit bigger on me. But my faithful Father is still where he is. He hadn't gone anywhere. So if I look at those circumstances, those situations, and focus on them, they will tend to get bigger in my life. But my faithful Father hadn't gone anywhere. But if I stay with my faithful Father, he said he'll never leave me nor forsake me. He said he's my deliverer. He's my savior. He is my salvation. But if I stay with my faithful Father, but I'm staying with my faithful Father. I'm not in his way. I ain't in front of him, Adam. I'm with my faithful Father. What's happening? What's happening? My faithful Father is doing what? Being faithful to what his word says he is for my life. So everything that's in my life trying to overtake me, overwhelm me, that worry that's trying to whisper in my ear, that worry that's trying to bring me down, those things that are trying to trap me and keep me, my faithful Father, when I stay with him, when I stay with him, my faithful Father, he's destroying those things in my life. When I was in charge and leading the way, they just got bigger. If I had time, I'd have had a poster board. But I didn't want to do all that. They got bigger, but you see how it is. Thank you. That's good. Thank you so much. It got bigger and bigger. But when I followed my faithful Father, he destroyed those things. He took care of it instead of me trying to take care of those things. So the Lord is so faithful. He's so good to us, so kind, so loving, that if we just stay with him, stay with him, with his word, because as we read, it doesn't waver. He doesn't waver. He doesn't change. So if his word is always the same, if he is always the same, then I need to be the same with him. I need to constantly say what the word says. I need to constantly follow him, his word for me, his promises. Whatever it has been established, that's what it shall be. And I follow him and I follow his word, those things will be destroyed instead of continuing to grow and grow and grow. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9 from the Amplified Classic. It says, "Know, recognize, and understand, therefore, that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love and mercy with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations." So that means it's not going to ever, ever end. But he is faithful. He is faithful. The Lord is truly faithful. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 and 24 says, "May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it." The Message says, if he said it, he'll do it. And another translation says, he'll make it happen. So God is truly faithful. He's faithful to his word. He's faithful to his people. You be faithful to him. We always want him to show up right on time. But then we don't show up on time. So we got to make sure that we are reciprocating exactly what we need from our Father. He needs our faithfulness. Amen. But I just want to encourage you that he is faithful. He is faithful. He is faithful. He is faithful. Regardless of what it looks like, regardless of the circumstance or situation, no matter who it is, where it is, what it is, God is faithful. He is faithful. He is faithful. Say, he's faithful. And I'm grateful. Hallelujah. I'm going to let them play that song so you can hear it. And then after that, we'll be back in the hands of our bishop.